If this is your first time to Coming Back to Love, the podcast, welcome. We're so glad you found us. If you're a regular listener, welcome back. Either way, you're not here by accident. I'm your host, Karen Walker Cohn, a wife, a mom, entrepreneur, friend, and dreamer who is ready to step into more of who I am created to be. I am committed to personal transformation for global impact. Now, this podcast may be very different from others. Our guests don't come with a topic or agenda. They come open and ready to receive and deliver the message that's meant for you. You will also notice our podcast is not overly produced. This is on purpose. Our hope is we will inspire you to step into who you're created to be, regardless of how it may look. Take inspired action on that book, business, relationship, and yes, podcast, or whatever it is on your heart. In my experience, my mess usually ends up being my message. I encourage you to approach our time today with a beginner's mindset and with openness to receive what is meant for you. On today's podcast, I'm introducing you to the beautiful Shalisha Lloyd. We met each other through Clemmer & Associates, a leadership and character development training and coaching organization specializing in transformational experiential learning. If you would like more information on Clemmer, please visit my website at karenwalkercohn.com or reach out to me personally. I am completely open to sharing my experience with you. Shalisha started her career in family childcare with a passion for loving and serving others. She created a strong, nurturing environment with a curriculum for the whole child. Within her field, Shalisha discovered the increasing need for mentorship, support, and direction in the lives of mothers, grandmothers, staff members, and fellow daycare providers. As she continued to provide foundational support for children, she found a growing desire to help women seek what it looks like to love and care for themselves well beyond the role of a parent or caretaker. With intentionality in her own personal growth, Shalisha learned that in order to take care of the people that she loves most in the world, she must first take care of herself. This discovery began with journaling, a reconnection to creativity, music, and self-reflection. What started out as a personal journey to the soul became a journey that she now shares with others. With growing positive change all around her, her journal course now exists as a way to bring life-giving inspiration to those who seek it. Shalisha is a wife and a mom to three boys, as well as an artist, writer, and personal growth and development coach. She offers one-to-one coaching as well as group coaching, guiding many to discover what brings them joy, peace, and growth in their own lives. There are so many wisdom nuggets in our conversation. I'm curious how you will implement what you learned today in your daily practice. Share with us by commenting on the podcast or send me a message directly through my website. And now, here's Shalisha Lloyd. Shalisha, when you hear the title of this podcast, Coming Back to Love, what stories or experience from your life comes to mind?
I love this question. The first thing that comes to my mind is kind of the journey that I've been on in the last couple of years. So in the beginning of 2021, I was running a family child care. So I've been running a family child care with anywhere from 6 to 12 kids. I've been large and I've been small. I've had the opportunity of having incredible humans in my life, other providers who staff that get to be with me in this environment, and then the engagement of the families too. And that became so much a part of my identity, mm-hmm. that there was a piece of me that I mean, there's so many pieces of my life that I think that were becoming part of my identity, like who I am as a mom, who I was as a wife and a businesswoman and childcare provider, that I put so much energy on those things that I didn't stop long enough to like pause and like really ask myself, who was I outside of those things?
Yeah.
So when I think about that question, I think about in 2021, when I got to this point where I was like, okay, I love all of these things in my life, but somehow I'm feeling lost. Like, I don't really know who I am in those moments when you pause and like everything is still. Like, that was uncomfortable for me. And there was like tension between my husband and I. And it was a moment of like, you know what? I want something to look different now. And I was feeling this guilt for like, I have all these beautiful things in my life, but why am I feeling this way? So there was a lot of blame and shame and guilt, like being put, that I was choosing to put on myself because how I was feeling. And there was all these comparisons going on and like, I shouldn't feel this way because I have all these great things in my life. I see hardship happening in other people's lives. So this comparison of like, I shouldn't feel this way because my life doesn't look like that. But it was this realization that I hadn't given myself an opportunity to get back in touch with myself. And so it was that moment early in 2021, I was having a conversation with my husband. I'm like, I feel broken. Like, literally, I don't know what else like to do with this moment when I think that I have all the things that I need and I feel broken.
Yeah.
And so, he strongly suggested, he was actually getting coaching, from a personal growth coach, in our lives, incredible human. And he was like, just try this, like, trust me, go and like experience this. I was thinking, well, and not that one is better than the other, but I'm thinking, I don't think a coach can help me. I think I need some counseling, which is, and so we really debating which one we should do, which one I should do first. But I chose to trust him and I started coaching, getting into coaching. And what that experience allowed for me was like, this was an hour of time where it was solely, I got to have an hour to myself where someone else was also invested in me and asking me questions. And it was just about me. And at first it felt foreign. Like this doesn't feel right, you know? And then it was this encouragement of going into like, I'm an artist. And so being an artist, I had put that on the shelf for a long time. I'm creative. I did all these things creative, but wasn't choosing into like the creative element that I had been really yearning for so long that I hadn't. I used to do like worship painting and just my own personal paintings. And anyway, so I got back to this place where I started journaling and creating art like in a journal. And I remember this moment like very vividly, choosing to take an hour outside of the coaching, but like by myself. And it was such a struggle because I'm like, I have no kids right now. I could go grocery shopping. I could do all of these things. But I chose to just be still. And it was that moment where I was like, this is what coming back to love looks like. This is what choosing to be in this moment by myself. This is where I created space to connect with the Lord again. Mm-hmm. And I realized he's been with me this whole time, but I've been so busy, so distracted, so focused on all of these things that were my identity that I didn't allow that space for him to just fill me up. He was speaking. I just didn't hear him because I wasn't listening. So it was that moment that was so significant. I was outside on my, that we had a picnic table in our front yard, and I just like laid on the picnic table and like just started to cry because it felt so foreign, but it also felt so loving at the same time. So that is like the end. When I think of this question, it's like, it was that moment that I chose to just be still and let whatever happened, happen and be okay with it and like let go of that blame and that shame and that guilt. And so since then, it's been this journey. And it's, I'm noticing that it's, I had that moment that I chose into, and it doesn't mean that, okay, now I've all of a sudden arrived. It's like, this is now an experience that I get to learn from. I have now a greater awareness of what it looks like to just be still and to fill myself up so that I can receive that love. So yeah, it's now become a practice all, and I'm noticing often that I choose into that distraction again. And, yeah, so it's just a beautiful experience of going, it's actually so simple. It's connecting with myself, which connects me with the Lord.
Yeah.
And one, I don't know if you know, Tom Eldridge is like an incredible author.
Yes.
He wrote a book, Get Your Life Back. And that was a book that I started reading in that year. And he talks all about pausing, soaking up nature, like soaking up the beauty all around you, clearing distraction, and this beautiful experience of a unison with God.
Yeah.
And I love that so much. And I think that so often I go, okay, God, who do you say I am?
Mm-hmm.
But how often do I truly believe that about myself? Like, okay, God, I can believe, I know you believe this about me, but it isn't until I truly go, no, I believe this about myself. I believe I'm worthy.
Right.
That it's like the Lord created me to be who I am. So now I get to take ownership of that. And so it's no longer just like this separation of, okay, God, you're up here and I'm here. It's this beautiful discovery of unison is like, he created me to be who I am. So I get to take ownership of that. So it's been this journey of taking ownership of who I am and truly allowing that love to be a part of me. And then he speaks and lets me discover more and more each day as I get out of the way.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. I find myself, you know, chortling, chuckling, laughing, and only because of how I connect with that so much. It's just like, wow, you know, and I laugh because it's like, you know, a lot of the times we think we're the only, okay, only me went through this. Only I had this experience. And the more and more of these conversations that I have, I realize we're all going through it in one way, shape, or form. We're all having these experiences. Like for me, it was the same thing, the be still, just listen, be still. And, I'm like, what new distraction can come into my life to take me away from being still, to take me away from actually having to listen and feel my feelings? So yeah, such a good coming back to love moment, such a good coming back to love moment, Jalecia. Thank you for sharing that. So how are you now using what you've learned through that experience to shift perspectives of others or continue to shift yourself, whatever that happens to look like for you?
Yeah. I mean, I'm still noticing this. I can easily go back to that place where I'm comparing myself to other people, it's the choosing to be so busy and think like I put a lot of expectations on myself. I think that's really where it starts for me, is like what I expect from myself. But when I come back to that place of like, who am I, God, who do you believe me to be, and how do I get to take ownership of that? Who do I believe what I'm going to choose to be today is what I get to practice. So it's first starts with this awareness, like, what am I feeling? How am I feeling today? And it's okay that I'm feeling this way, if I'm feeling overwhelmed or feeling less than, to sit with that and acknowledge myself and give myself love in those moments. And then because I have this awareness now, I'm noticing it's a quicker shift than it was before. Before, I felt it was more like, this is my life, and I guess I just get to accept it. Like, based compared to other people, like, I mean, do I really have something to complain about here? And yet, underneath it, there was still something missing because I wasn't acknowledging where I was at and allowing myself to love me, allow the Lord to love me, and accept those things and then choose to shift. So it was like I was ignoring it or not claiming it as something that I was choosing. And so now I get to go ahead.
I was going to say, I also hear judgment. That's the word that keeps coming, like to be in this place where I judge myself that shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know, we call it like shitting all over yourself.
And yes,
it's like, well, this person has that. So immediately comparison brings judgment.
Yes. Yeah. And it's both ways. It's comparing myself to someone that's like, well, I shouldn't feel this way because their situation looks worse, or comparing myself to someone that I would see as maybe more successful than me. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, we are all designed uniquely who we are. So comparing myself to someone else really doesn't serve me or them. And the thing is, it's not like it's not going to come up. Like, okay, now that I know these things, it doesn't mean that I don't still experience it. And that's my heart. For other people too, specifically women, is to go, I am here with you. Like, I speak these things and I'm encouraging and I get to share the things that I've learned, but it doesn't mean that I don't still have these experiences, and we're in this together. So I now create spaces for other women. I invite other women into this transparency and vulnerability and be like, let's just be, show up as you are, and remove the blame and the shame and the guilt about it. It's not a right or wrong. It's just where you are right now. Mm-hmm. And that when I choose to acknowledge that and go, okay, now what do I want to do with this information? That's the power that now I have to change and to shift. And it's so beautiful. So noticeable, even in certain days where I'm like, wow, I didn't choose shifting today. And what I tell other women too is it's information. Like, that's information. Maybe today I chose not to shift, and tomorrow I get to look at what do I want it to look like? How do I want it to be different? So, truly a beautiful tool. And I'm really thankful that I have the awareness and the practice in that.
Yeah, that's so good. And I'm thankful how you choose to show up for other women in that, you know, this is what a big piece of what this podcast does is to, you know, like realize and empower women to, and I want to say that it's only been in the last 3 weeks where I have gone, oh, what am I doing this for? Really getting clear about my why. And getting clear about it's for women who maybe are like I was, you know, in the back corner, in a back room, thinking no one's coming to get me. Nobody knows that I'm here. And to be able to share that with other women to say, yes, I know you're back there because I was once back there too. And you know, I've been talking about this lately because I've been hearing a lot of people saying, and a lot of prominent people saying, no one's coming to save you. And I'm like, what? God is sending people to save you all the time. And I'm one of them. You're one of them. He's sending us to save you. At the end of the day, you get to choose whether you'll allow that. Yes, the choice is still up to you. And maybe that's what they mean by that. You know, nobody's coming to save you. You get to save yourself. But the truth is, I think that people are like us are coming for women in the back corner all the time, that we know you have a light, you know that it's meant to shine. And even more than us knowing, you know it.
Yeah.
You know? So I that is so exciting to me. And the more I converse with people like you, Shalisha, I'm just so excited with how many of us there are out there that were once in the back corner and now know we have something to share. So
Well, what I love about what you're sharing is this idea of once in the back corner. I also feel like even if you're in the spotlight, you can feel like you're not seen, or that you need to have this certain image because you're in the spotlight. Or, I mean, it could even be, it could be in your work life, or it could be at home, or it could be whatever you choose to place this expectation of how you're supposed to be. Right. You can feel so isolated. And so I picture this woman in the back corner, but I also picture the woman on the front stage feeling like she's in the back corner.
Right.
And so I love that idea of both. Like, yes, you can feel alone no matter where you are in your life, whether you are this extremely successful businesswoman at the top, or you have yet to make that next step forward to let your light shine.
Yes.
So exciting. Yeah. And that's what, you know, I, through my own journey, and I got really into journaling and drawing, and it became, it was this space that it's when I created a space to connect with myself is when then I could see that there were people out there to love me and to put out a hand. Like, there's always someone. But if you're not choosing into being still and checking in with yourself, you're not going to see it. I mean, for me, it was the first step was connecting again with the Lord and hearing from him, like, you are worthy. I did create you and design you to do big things. And you choosing busy, you're not going to see it. And so it's these opportunities of slowing down. And so going through my own organic journey of journaling, which was a way for me to slow down, I would turn up music and journal and draw, and I'm very visual. And so these images would come to my mind. And then at a certain point, this was not meant to be just kept to myself. And so now I've created a journaling experience for other women to do the same. And it's this exact chisote, this element of creating awareness of yourself and your thoughts and your worth, and then choosing to do something different. And it's in this beautiful community of women that are here to support and love, and that you're not alone. These thoughts that you're having, whether you're at the top or just getting started or afraid to come out of your home, you're not alone. We all have these same thoughts and feelings. So, So I love where your heart is at and your purpose. It's like, it's so in alignment and with what I'm doing as well. And it's just really exciting. And that's the whole thing, is like, we're all designed to love and encourage and inspire and to be uniquely who we are. So it's so fun to see how you're choosing to do that.
Yeah, thank you. Same to you. I've had the privilege and the opportunity to check out your journal, and Shalisha, your artwork is beautiful. Like, you know, I love how you've tied it in with a journaling experience, like you said, with your community. Listen, even if you just got the journal on your own, on its own, to just flip through it, it is gorgeous. It's so well done.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I know that you're putting together some upcoming courses and things like that, right?
Yeah. So in the last year, I've jumped into just creating this space for women, and I'm doing it before, you know, I'm learning along the way before it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, it's so beautiful because it is a vulnerable space for women where they're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea there's other people that felt this way. And it's so beautiful to see like the different people, the different women that are brought together. It's never planned. I'm never like, which woman, you know, how are these women, ladies going to feel together in a group? And it always inspires me to see how their stories are connected in even though in such a wide variety of seasons in life too. So like retired young moms to retired women that are just like, okay, what's next? Like I've lived this whole life and now I get to decide what's next. And so, yeah, I've run 7 courses in the last year and I get to launch the next 2 in April, and I'm choosing into Zoom for the first time too, so that more women have an opportunity to experience this outside of just local. So yeah, I'm really excited about that too. And it's an 11 week experience that we get to walk through together, and the beauty of accountability and community while getting in touch with yourself and tune with yourself and asking yourself intentional questions so you can discover more of where you're at right now.
Yeah. Those questions and awareness is so key. I mean, for me, that's the first step, right? And I think that's what I heard you share as well. So then, okay. So tell me then, what is, you know, if you can leave the viewers and the listeners, by the way, for anyone viewing and listening, I will drop all the show notes, drop Shalisha's contact information, everything, and you can see the course that she's talking about, this journaling course, and it's beautiful. Tell me if, for our listeners and for our viewers, because I have this thing about this being an intuitive podcast, I really know that whatever you are taking, like, all the things that had to happen for you to be here watching and listening right now, to me, like everything had to align so perfectly. So I also believe the message that Shalisha has is meant for you. So if you could leave us with one message, what would it be?
Take a moment today, because you are here, just like Karen, you're saying, you are here for a reason. You're listening to this right now, and it's not by mistake. So whatever you are choosing today, take a moment to fill yourself up, to pause. Like that first moment, that opportunity where I said, you know what, instead of just continuing to run on this hamster wheel, I'm going to stop and pause. No matter how uncomfortable it might feel, choose into that. Choose into loving yourself today. And it can look as simple as sitting in your car for an extra minute and breathing, you know, taking those big, deep breaths. My encouragement would just be to create something in your day today that's different than what you've chosen in the last week, in the last month, or maybe even year, that looks different, that truly is honoring you, that fills yourself up.
I love it. Love it so much. And even if for those that do that on a regular basis, it's still a good time to do it again.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I was thinking for myself, you know what? I've carved out some time to do that every day. And sometimes that carved out moment, sometimes I need more than that, you know? So it's a beautiful reminder, just even in this moment, I can do that now.
Well, and even checking in, like for me, I can find it to be a routine after a while. Like, okay, this is something I scheduled in my agenda. And so checking in, asking yourself, is this truly what I need today? and being willing for it to shift.
Yeah.
And creating something that's just special.
Yeah. I love that, Shalisha. Well, I appreciate that you're here. I appreciate this conversation. Thank you so much for all you do and all you're going to do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Coming Back to Love, the podcast. If you enjoyed what you heard, please make sure to click the link in the description to take you to the full video episode on our YouTube channel. If you absolutely love what we're about, please follow us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review. For more inspiration and resources, visit my website at theklwprojectgroup.com, where you'll find all the ways you can connect with me. I would love to hear your suggestions for topics, questions, and future guests you'd like to hear from to support your coming back to love journey. In the meantime, have an inspiring rest of your day.